Lynn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 49, Goodbye. It is about 2 years ago I started making these columns for you. Looking back, I got about 4 times as much as I bargained for. I was planning on making 12 columns, but I've done 48 so far. I'm very sorry to hear Gender Talk will stop broadcasting. And now it is time to say goodbye to all of you. I hope I have been able to help some people with my columns, to give out information, to provide some consolance, to share my experiences, to make a few jokes, and to sometimes state a political point of view. Over the years I have received quite a lot of reactions that have shown me people appreciated my contributions. I would like to thank all of you for your warm words in these emails. Nancy has asked me for a concluding installment. It is just like the end of one of her interviews, where she used to say, "Well, we are down to a few minutes now. Is there anything we have missed? Anything you want to say before you go?" A difficult question indeed. I can remember Nancy asked me that question once when she interviewed Julia and me online. And all I could think of at the time was to thank them for making Gender Talk and making all this information available worldwide. I think this time the answer should be the same. This is the perfect time to thank all of you for the wonderful work you have done over the past 12 years. Thank you, Nancy and Gordine. Gender Talk has been a wonderful resource for me over the years, and it has certainly played a part in my own coming out and my transition to living as a woman. I also want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to actually take part in this and become part of my favorite radio show myself. I think many people are dreaming about a chance like this. Well, I was dreaming of making a radio show myself. And that dream has come true. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope one day we'll meet again.